Welcome to Story Smash, the storytelling game show. And now, please welcome the creator and host of the show, Story Smash, Christine Blackburn.
Welcome to Story Smash, the storytelling game show. My name is Christine Blackburn. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Are you guys ready for some true stories? Then let's get started right away, and I'll introduce the Wheel of Stories. There are 12 permanent topics on the wheel, including topics like drunk tank, vacation, birthday, and, oh, I know, the new category, pandemic, of course. And there's also one space that says free. If the contestant lands on free, they can tell any story they want from the topics on the wheel. And then there's three spaces that say audience. And if the contestant lands on audience, well, then that's your opportunity to shout out your favorite storytelling topics. And one of our expert judges will come through and choose one of those to be the topic for the contestants. Are you thinking of story topics?
Yeah.
Give me three. Go. Putin? Oh, God.
Sick days.
Oh, that's good. What was that? Amusement parks. That's good too. Okay, so that's a good example. And yeah, those are that's good stuff, you guys. All right, you guys. Right now, let's bring on the expert judges, and we're going to start right off the bat with our first judge coming to the show. He is a comedian and a writer who wrote on At Midnight for the entire run, and he's also a broadcaster for the L.A. Derby Dolls and one of the funniest people you will ever follow on Twitter. Please welcome Blake Apat. All right, you guys, this next judge coming to the stage, he is a very talented writer and comedian. Now, he co-authored the first three Letters from a Nut book, and he appeared as an animation version of himself on The Simpsons. And he also, you might remember him from his Baby Man character. He's been on other game shows like Super Password and Make Me Laugh. But right now, he's on Story Smash. Please put your hands together for the one and only Bruce Baum! All right, you guys, our final judge coming to the stage, he's a writer who wrote on the Emmy Award-winning Modern Family for its entire 11-year run, and he also authored the book called He Started It, My Twitter War with Donald Trump. He's won 5 Emmy Awards, and he'll never let forget it. Please put your hands together for the very talented Danny Zucker! Woo! All right. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun. Bruce has not played this game, but I think he'll catch on real quick. We are going to play 3 rounds of the game tonight. The first round, the contestants are spinning the wheel and then telling a true 1-minute story.
I concur, yes.
Second round, are you ready, Bruce?
I'm ready.
Double the fun. It's a true 2-minute story. That's your microphone.
Ooh.
Mm. And then the third round, you guys are going to have the difficult job of choosing 2 contestants to go on to the final round, which is a 3-minute story. And from there, we choose a winner. And you know what's really great about tonight, you guys?
That comedy legend Bruce Baum is right here.
That's exciting.
That's what's cool.
Well, you know what else? What else is cool is my chocolate chip cookies. My homemade chocolate chip cookies are an amazing prize that you definitely want to win. And not only that, but Bruce Baum, he has a fabulous company that I forgot to mention, but it's called Noggin Blast. You can go to nogginblast.com and see what he does. He makes hot sauce. I mean, really hot sauce. Like, there's a ghost habanero that just knocked my socks off.
Starts your car.
And look at this lovely gift box. Whoever wins this game tonight is also going home with some Noggin Blast.
It's like the little Swiss flag there. I like it on
That's right. All right, you guys, we're going to play 3 rounds of the game, like I said. Oh, Bruce, here's something you should know. There is an audience member who's coming up tonight to play the game.
Now I know that.
Yeah. Danny, tell him about the audience member.
So there's an audience member who's coming up to play the game.
Okay, now I understand.
They'll put the names. People in the audience have submitted their names, and they will place them in there.
Well, this is actually the real contestants, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but there is, like, it'll just say audience, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's one that says audience.
There's a sign. I'll pick that.
Okay.
It's the thing from Dune.
Then that's the other jar.
Sorry. The jar's...
Oh, no, don't swap the... Oh, my God. This is the story smash can of truth.
I know.
And it cannot be disturbed, please.
All jars look alike to me.
Contestants, look, you need to keep track of your own time. There's the clock. Keep track, because if you hear this sound... If you hear this sound... Yeah, if you hear that... No. That, I should have called it Story Tinkle. What was I thinking? Thank you.
You sat on a little fairy.
That's right. Anyway, these guys are going to judge you. We're going to have a good time. Are you ready for Story Smash, you guys? Yeah. All right, you guys. Let's bring up the first storyteller of the evening. And I put my hand in the Story Smash can of truth. And I call the first contestant. And all right. I know who it is. A little bit of music, Doug. Here we go. This contestant is a writer and a performer from the Chicago comedy scene. She's an alumni of First Second City House Improv Ensemble, The Lourdes Effect. And she performs stand-up here in Los Angeles and produces online comedic shorts and recently produced the Sumi Pandemic Show. Please welcome the very talented Sumi Foles! Here she comes, guys! All right, let's tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel!
Spin.
It's been brought to you by Lamps Minus. We don't have any lamps at Lamps Minus.
Birthdays. Sumi landed on birthdays. There it is. Because watch, if I go like that, it goes right to birthdays. There it is. So you guys, give her all the love you can. This is not easy. A minute's on the clock. Whenever you're ready, Sumi.
Okay, so it was New Year's Eve, 2003-2004. I was really depressed, and a friend of mine was visiting, and I was wondering why, and he's like, I'm going to this big drug party in the art district in Chicago. And I was like, yeah, I'm there, I'll come, whatever, I'll do whatever drug you give me. I just, like, I'm not feeling good. So I go with him, I get this drug, and it's the craziest thing. There's like a cat going. Each room is the strangest thing I've ever seen. There's like, it was curated. It was honestly one of the best nights of my life. Aliens talked to us. It was wonderful. But I connected with this one guy, and we just like, all night we talked. And then at the end of the night, at a certain point, I said, "What's your birthday?" And we had the same birthday. Whoa! The drugs worked.
Sumi Foles, look at the okay. Look at the time. She was exactly on 1 minute. Great way to start the show, Danny Zucker.
I mean, you should be called M. Night Falls for that twist ending. I mean, no one saw that coming. It was like, how is she going to veer into birthday? Also, your insistence on not adjusting that mic to your height was spectacular, and it told me, like, this is a girl who came to fucking play.
Yeah.
400 points.
400 points. Blank a patch.
It made me think that it was going to be like the Chicago Death House, where that guy built a house that was a whole block, and people would stay there like a hotel, and then he would butcher them in weird rooms. They're making movies about it or something. But making it into like an e-party thing, like a drug party thing, Danny and I are going to write that up and sell it. So that was great. I loved it. The two birthdays is fantastic. It'll save you on prizes. And you can go to Shakey's. It would just be fantastic at Shakey's. Anyway, 402 points.
Okay, there are no points in this game, but fair enough.
No, there's 802 right now.
First bomb.
Well, she sure stayed on topic well, so that was good. And the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that drug, and I've stayed with that guy. 473.
Sumi Foles. Wow. Let her hear it. Sumi Foles. All right.
By far the best storyteller of the night.
Yeah. That's all the time we have, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
All right, you guys. I know who's coming up to play. Let's hear it, Doug. This next contestant, you guys, he's a stand-up comedian, and he's the creator and head writer of the satirical magazine Strauss Illustrated, which rivals The Onion. Are you familiar? Yeah, they know the Strauss Illustrated. Now, it has one statistical category that they share with The Onion, and that is it has the most or more articles about Danny DeVito. Please welcome Tyler Strauss! All right, you guys, let's tell him what to do.
Spin
that wheel.
This has been brought to you by Car Alarms, letting you know a motorcycle went by. Car Alarms.
Vacation.
Ooh. Okay. So I went on vacation to Lake Tahoe, I think about 2 years ago, and it was me and about seven other guys and then a girl named Betty. And we got to Lake Tahoe, and then Betty thankfully met other women. And so we met these women too, and I ended up going out with this girl, Emily, to the bars, right? So then we come back to the house afterwards, and there's about 30 people splitting this one Airbnb. And so we're trying to hook up in the room, and, you know, we're starting to sex, and one of the girls that was staying there too, this girl Nancy, walks in. And Nancy looked at us and didn't know what to do, so she like opened the closet behind her and just went in and closed the closet door. And I was like, okay, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it, fine. And we started going again, and then this girl Alexandra walked in, and she just didn't want anything to do with this, so she went and brushed her teeth and then got in bed and started reading a book, and she was right next to us. And so we finally finished, and she was just next to us, and then at the very end, we all yelled out, and Nancy popped out of the closet, and she came and joined us in bed. So I slept with three of them.
Whoa, Tyler Strauss. It was a perfect time. 1 minute. Blink a patch.
Wow, getting the threesome in right there before the glass breaks. Yeah. That was some pro-grade, sushi-grade stuff right there. I really liked it. I think, though, you might be pulling our leg a little bit because Nancy and Betty sounds like something that you read in a Hardy Boys book. So 401 points.
I thought it sounded like the Boxcar Children.
Yeah. I loved it, by the way. It was great.
Yeah, it was a great story. Bruce Baum.
Well, you stayed on topic. You hit the time. But you passed on a foursome. Why didn't the three girls and you go into the closet? So, 312.
Danny Zucker.
Shame to everyone. I'm sorry.
You know, I was inclined to not like you because of your flaunting of your hair a little bit. It's fucking fabulous.
Yeah, you really fucking is. Asshole.
It's luxurious. Like, for me, because I had thick hair like you once, like, just like that, just beautiful. It's like a phantom limb, like, for me. Like, I'll get out of the shower. And this is more a story about me than you. But I was more jealous of your hair than of the three-way and Airsat's four-way. But I like the story. You're a good storyteller. You got it from a beginning, middle, and end. Bing, bang, boom. I love Tahoe. I've really run out of things to say. Is my time up? 500 points.
500 points. Tyler Strauss, let him hear it. Tyler Strauss. I thought it was a great story. The beginning, the middle, the end.
It had all three of those things.
Yeah, the and 1 minute and all.
I still have luxurious hair. This is spray on scalp.
Oh, my God.
And I've had sex in a Tahoe.
All right, you guys, this next contestant coming up to tell a true one-minute story. He is a stand-up comedian who hails from Tucson, Arizona. He's been doing stand-up for over a decade, and he's opened for Jeff Dye and Dana Carvey. And he's also written a few jokes that have gotten on TV. Good for him. Please welcome the very talented Aaron Michael Marsh. Come on up. All right, you guys, let's tell Aaron what to do.
Spin that wheel.
It's been brought to you by Dog Fudge, non-toxic fudge for dogs. Now get it on the chocolate action, dogs. Dog Fudge.
Drunk Tank.
The Drunk Tank. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, where the whole city is kind of just the Drunk Tank. You know, like I've never actually really spent the night in there for being drunk. I'm not a drunk person, but I have had some friends have to do it. The closest we ever got was I was working at a 24-hour diner, and for some reason my friends, because it was a 24-hour diner, they got drunk on the shift, and someone brought in a bunch of chalk for no reason, and we just started drawing dicks on the sidewalk in front of the diner. And the cop was like, no, you have to stop this, and took us away and didn't know where to put us, and he put us in the drunk tank for dicks. Exactly. And then, like, it ended up on the news that, like, they were like, hey, these kids are drawing dicks on the sidewalk, and they couldn't, like, and I was like, well, you know, we could have just washed it off. You know, you didn't need to let us do this and be with drunks, but also it being Tucson, Arizona, you're just in there with other people that are like, I wish I would have thought of dicks on the sidewalk. You know, like, there wasn't one person in there that was like, oh, you guys shouldn't have done that. They're all just like, oh, I just puked on the sidewalk. Which one's worse? I think that's going to be my minute.
All right, Aaron Marsh, 56 seconds. That's very close to a minute, very close. Bruce Baum.
Well, somewhere there was a happy chalk salesman, I would think.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yes.
No,
and stayed on topic and on time. These guys are afraid of busting the time.
Well, yeah, they don't want to get the glass smash.
Okay. And also we hit them in the hands with hammers.
But I give it 283.
All right, yeah. Danny Zucker.
Well, it's funny because I was several years ago, I ran into the cast of Entourage walking. And for me, that was my dicks on a sidewalk thing that I had seen. So I related to it because it really made an impression on me. You're a good storyteller. I'm very familiar with Tucson, Arizona. My mom was there, and a lot of beautiful saguaros and drunks and guns, which I thought was great. You stayed on time. I'm just doing Bruce's bit now. You were great. 9 million points.
That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. By the way, did they really say dicks or did they say penises on the wall?
I mean, we drew pictures of dicks. Oh, they said penises.
They said penises. I was just wondering, you know, where you get your news. Blaine.
Yeah, that's how they pronounce penis down in
Tucson.
I loved it because it had drawing dicks on stuff. I've been to parties. I've had Sharpies. You draw dicks on stuff. It's always fun, drawing dicks on stuff. I went to I was a best man at a wedding. And the night before, they threw a bachelor. No, I wasn't the best man. A different one. I went to the bachelor party. I got really drunk on peach schnapps, straight peach schnapps. And then the next day, the wedding was the next day because they were assholes. And they were so fucked up. And the one of the groomsmen was up there, and he had just Sharpie dicks all over his face. But his face had been scrubbed bright red trying to get it off. Just couldn't get it off. Couldn't get the dicks off his face before his friend's wedding. So I thought of that. That was fun. Thanks.
And I remember being at a party where you drew a dick on another guy's dick.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he drew a dick on me first. It was like that song El Paso.
I never had enough room on my dick for that. Anyway.
Oh, I was also going to say it's also fun to be drunk at work. I don't know if you ever get drunk at work. It seems like it's fun on paper. And then it's fun for about 20 minutes and then you're tired.
And unemployed.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends.
Not in Arizona. No, yeah, that's allowed there.
Oh, it's encouraged. It's during the interview. Come on, shot for shot, bro! Anyway, 9 million, 2 points.
All right, you guys. Aaron Marsh,
as long as we're mocking the
on.
Points.
Let him
I was just
it.
Thinking, like, Aaron drew a dick in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Just watching Paul McCartney pull that dick on that guy's face out of thin air.
Thin air.
Blew my fucking mind.
It was worth 14 hours of that documentary.
It Jesus. Took a long time to get there, but it was worth it. All right, you guys, the final contestant coming up right now for the first round is definitely the audience member. And so, Jim Coughlin, let's see the, there we are, Story Smash Can of Truth 2. Danny Zucker, who is playing Story Smash tonight?
Do we have a Fran in the audience?
Fran? Fran! Where's Fran? Come on up. You're playing Fran! Story Smash!
Fran!
Come on
Fran!
Up.
Fran! 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 Fran!
Woo! All right, come on over here, Fran. Now, this is not easy to do, so you guys are going to give her a lot of love. Now, tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, You know what? We're going to land on audience because you were. Yeah, that's okay. And you know what? I bet they want to talk about vacations.
Oh, okay.
Do you think? Because she wants to talk about vacations.
Oh, is that what you want to talk about?
Vacation or mom?
So is that okay with the audience? Is she's gonna, okay.
Yeah.
So vacation for 1 minute. And when you're ready, the clock will start.
Okay.
Fran.
First, I'd like to apologize. I'm not a funny person. So I'm going to just try my best. I want to tell you about a story. When I was 20, my best friend, her cousin, and another friend of ours decided that we were going to go to Hawaii. So we went through Pleasant Hawaiian, of those that know what that company is. We got four islands for $2.99. It was a great deal. So we fly over there, and when we get there, everyone on the tour is over 65 or 70. I'm not kidding. And we're all 20 years old. So we're traveling with all these elderly people. And we just had the best time, actually, with all these elderly people. And we had them singing songs on the bus. And the tour guide got so pissed at us, he wouldn't take any tips because we kind of got into his spiel. So.
All right. Fran, that was a great story. Stay right here. No, you stay here on the microphone. Blaine Kapach.
Fran, yeah. Thank you for coming up here. Thank you for putting your name in there and having fun on the show. A round of applause for Fran, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're all friends here. I thought that was a beautiful story. 20-year-olds hanging out with elderly people, not expecting to have fun, ended up having the time of your life. It's a great lesson learned. It's a fun memory, and it's even nicer now, looking back fondly, knowing all those people are dead.
Yeah, true.
12 million points.
Bruce.
Well, that sounds like a great vacation, but I think you were robbing the grave.
Draw me like one of your Ottoman girls.
Amazing.
But I love the story, and you got it in just in time, I assume. That was the end
of
it.
Yeah, she did. It was 1 minute.
And I'm going to go 350,000.
It's a lot of points. Danny Zucker.
It's interesting because 20-year-olds with old people is like my number one search term. It's all, yeah, I mean, it, yeah, so that and that and kitten videos. Great story. That's not easy to come up here. Really smart move to say, like, hey, I'm not funny. Takes all the pressure off. Because then what? You lowered our expectations. Like, if you had come up here and said, I'm fucking funny. So that's smart. You might have something in you. Lower expectations. That's what I do. I always, like, lower expectations every step of the way.
Like the jacket.
Like the jacket is lowering. Like you look at this. Thank you. That was good, by the way.
That was funny.
That went, Keithens. I have to give you. I'm going to give you 12 points, which is a lot.
Okay. Well, all right. I have to tell you, the best part was that all the elderly people asked us if we had won the trip on a game show.
That is a good point.
All right, Fran, let her hear it. Come on off this way. You all right? You want to go there?
Good job, Fran.
You're coming back up in a couple of minutes, Fran, so don't get too comfortable. All right, you guys, all four names go back into the story.
Get
smash,
a drink, pound it.
Can of truth.
Get another drink and pound that.
All right, we're going to start the second round in just a second here. But for now, big round of applause for Doug in the back. Thanks, Doug. Brian over here at the bar serving you up. Thanks, Brian. Lindsay at the box office. I love Lindsay. Give it up for Lindsay.
Let's give it up for the ghost of comedy here at the Improv, ladies and gentlemen.
The ghost of comedy.
10 years ago tonight.
What does that mean?
Oh, the spirit of comedy.
The spirit of comedy. I don't know what that means. I used to teach traffic school in this freaking room, you guys.
Wow.
20 years ago, I taught traffic school right here. And now look at me. I'm at the top of my kingdom.
That was when you could only get a couple cars in here.
All right, you guys, coming up to the stage for a true two-minute story is the one about the Aaron Marsh. Let's hear it.
Aaron Marsh.
Come on up, Barrett. All right, let's Let's tell him what to do.
Spin that wheel. It's been brought to you by John's Supermarket. When it's not quite a Vons, it's a John's.
Interviews.
I, unfortunately, am very good at job interviews. And it's unfortunate because there's only one way you get good at them, and that's because you go to way too many of them. And you're like, but wait, if you're seeing so many job interviews, are you really that good at it? The problem is I'm getting all of these jobs. The next problem is I'm also quitting all of these jobs. I have been through so many job interviews where in the middle, like 2 weeks into the job, I just go, you know what? I can see why you guys had to hire a new person. I'm out. You know, like, and I'm getting better and better now. Like, when you start dating, how you're better and better at vetting people, like, this woman's going to be problems later. At doing that during the job interview. I went to a job interview, like, 3 months ago, and it was for a warehouse, and they showed me everything in the warehouse, and they're like, this is what we call the nightmare, you know? Like, and they're like, show me everything. And I had to ask them, I was like, hey, how long have you been a business? Right? And they were like, 30 years. And I was like, it looks like you've been more of a hoarder for 30 years than you are a business. And they're like, why would you say that like this? Like, oh, because I don't plan on coming back here ever again. You know, like, and they're just like, wait, but you're supposed to want the job. You're like, not after you introduce the nightmare, I'm not supposed to want the job. You're supposed to also want to sell me the job. At no point am I supposed to be in the middle of a job interview and I go, you know what, I pass. I'm so bad at job interviews, or so good at them, I actually got accepted to work here at the Improv. I know, and they sent me the paperwork. Don't clap just yet. They sent me the paperwork. I read what they wanted me to sign, and I came in and went, I'm going to have to pass on this. Even though I'm a comedian that wants to be here. You know, like, they were just like, but why? You're like, because everything we agreed upon in the interview was not on the contract. You know, like, and now I'm here telling the story right now. You know, like, that's not a wise move. I'm burning a bridge as you're watching me for the potential for cookies. I want those goddamn cookies. All right, guys, thank you very much. That's 2 minutes.
Aaron Marsh, 155, not that's, quite two.
That's great.
And you're talking about cookies and hot sauce.
Oh, correct. I'm sorry. The hot
Don't
sauce.
Don't forget Noggin Blast, that's, nogginblast.com, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Baum.
That's over $3,400 worth of merchandise.
See? Right there. And a new washer-dryer. Bruce Baum, what do you think of Aaron's story?
Well, it's the story of every comic. That's why we're comics instead of working anywhere else. Yeah. So it's relatable. It was on time.
Yeah.
And 211 points.
That's all great. Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of points. Danny Zucker.
It was sort of like you're like the bachelor with these job interviews. It's very like you're vetting them. There's like a rose ceremony. Some of them are not there for the right reasons. Some of them are there to make friends. I like the story. I like the way you brought it around to the improv. You're a good storyteller for sure. You should be at a much better show than this, in my opinion. So you don't. So you're not making great decisions. But 455,000 points.
Again, there's no points in this game. Blank a patch.
And by the way, he turned down four other game shows to be here.
Yeah, I'm seeing why he can't land anything.
Okay, Blaine.
I was disappointed that you didn't draw a dick on anything. It sort of bummed me out. I had my hopes up. Keep your hopes down. That's what I've learned. Is there a giant tarantula on me? Is it the opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark or something? There's a huge dick on my back. Oh, man, that's the story of Gersh. Gersh Agency, ladies and gentlemen. A dick on my back. You know, every time you have to work here at the Improv, they have me sign a disclosure agreement. So which means I have to go home and tell my wife all the shit that happened. Anybody I see on the street, hey, you won't believe what happened to me at the Improv the other night. They were cleaning the bathroom. It was fucked up at the Improv, cleaning the bathroom. So it would be a rare thing to happen. Yeah. And I'm telling everybody, because normally I would sign a non-disclosure agreement, but the joke being that it was
a disclosure.
Disclosure agreement. You have to.
I see.
They tried to short my paycheck.
Yeah.
I would run and tell the world.
Flipped, yeah.
Anyway, I've said too much. 500,000 points.
Aaron Marsh, let him hear it. Aaron Marsh, thank you for playing. Maybe we'll see him
mocking
later.
The point system.
All right, you guys, right now, coming to the stage for the true 2-minute story is the one and only Sumi Foles.
Sumi!
Come on up, Sumi! By the way, Sumi looks adorable. I'll say that. No, come on up on the stage. Now grab your microphone and let's tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
It's a good spin.
It's been brought to you by H&M Clothing. Quality from a distance.
And Larry Baskin, 16 flavors, and Donnie Robbins, 15 flavors.
Oh, she landed on free. This is very exciting. Wow. Because she can choose any topic on the wheel. What's it going to be, Sumi?
Oh, it's any topic on the wheel?
On the wheel.
Ooh. Okay.
Choose wisely.
Can you go off?
No, got to be on the wheel. Got to be on the wheel.
I'm a rebel.
Okay. Well, Bruce Baum is here. If you want to go
off. That's not really
the wheel.
Free,
well,
is
joking.
It?
I was joking. I don't know.
Okay. Sumi, tell us what you're going to do first.
I'm going to do the breakup.
Breakup.
Big All mistake. Right. Big mistake. See if she can rescue that. I think it's going to be great.
Okay, so my most recent breakup that was painful, I mean, do they even count if it's not, was about 3 years ago. And... This I remember it was with like someone who was a friend before. Actually, he was a teacher. He was an improv teacher. and I remember seeing him on TV in commercials all the time. I mean, and thinking like, oh, that would be so awful to date him. Because when you break up with him, you'll just see him everywhere, every commercial that is on TV, because he's in every one of them, generally. You know, I had this thought once, you know, and then years later, this was, he invited me over. I thought we were just friends. We were just, you know, lesbian friends or something, going to have some drinks. But, of course, he made some moves on me, and... We ended up hooking up, and then I was, oh no, this is bad. This might be bad, because I knew about the commercials. And then on the second date, he admitted, well, if the actual first date, he admitted that he had blacked out on our. When we had, like, he didn't remember having sex. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe the first time that we had sex that you don't remember it. He's like, that's not the first time we had sex. I had blacked out the first time that we had sex 6.5 years before. And I always wondered why he was weird with me. Anyway, it didn't work out. Don't date anyone who's affiliated with the Groundlings. They'll be on TV. Or just update your Hulu. Just pay more. Don't have commercials.
All right. Sumi Foles. No, stay here. Sumi Foles, look at the time. 1:59. Perfect time. Danny Zucker.
That's a fucking great story right there. You knocked it out of the park. It's the can you hear me now guy, right? No, I'm kidding. That was a great fucking ending to a story. Like, it just, like, you had constructed that absolutely perfectly. I remember I have a friend who I always wanted to have, I never did have sex with her, but she had broken up with a rather famous, she had broken up with somebody, and it's like, I never get him out of my head, I'll never, and that's why I was like, I moved in right away, and we're driving, and she's crying, and it's like, I was like, just put him out of your mind, like, it's like, he doesn't exist, and we were stopped at a light, and there was a building size billboard of him right there. And that's when we both gave up. Because I was like, I can't compete with that. You're never going to forget him. So.
And that man was Blaine?
Oh, Yo-Yo Ma.
That fucking cello playing son of a fuck.
I was trying to think of the guy that's on the building downtown. I just thought of the wrong guy. But
really,
I just
think, great story.
I'll go orchestra.
Infinite points.
Yeah, that composer guy with the beard and the mustache playing the violin. Yeah,
the guy that looks like Leopold.
Yeah, exactly. Blanka Patch, what did you think of Sumi's story?
I think, hey, I'm going to date an improv teacher. Freeze! I think that's
That was the first left turn into Babylon 5. We learned tonight not to deal with Gersh or the Groundlings, so I think G is very important. We're learning the importance of G, the evil of G. But the story reminded me of nothing else more than my short but sweet relationship with Sweet James. I would just think he was gone out of my life, and then I'm looking up on a billboard. There he is, hooking me up with insurance rates. Motherfucker. Anyway, there was a lot of fire there. Thanks for reminding me of the fire.
Bruce
900
Baum.
Points.
Bruce
you rebounded with Jacob Amrani, right?
Don't even.
Bruce Baum.
Well, putting it all together, I assume you were dating one of the guys in the Progressive insurance commercials.
I think you're right.
Groundlings. Every commercial.
Stephanie Courtney, and then, yeah, all those guys.
Weirdly enough, it's not. Weirdly, they're everywhere. Like, they're in all the other commercials, too. But I don't blame you for assuming.
Was it the gecko? If it was the gecko,
you're getting closer.
Oh, man.
You're getting closer.
Is it the caveman?
He does do car insurance, yeah.
It was the caveman.
Sumi went out with the caveman.
That's awesome, by the way.
How Cenozoic.
Give her a round of applause. Sumi Foles. That was a great name. And do you not love her name, you guys? Sumi Foles?
That's a great name.
I actually think
quality
I figured
name.
It out, by the way.
I what did you figure
say,
out?
Say, she doesn't want, but I think I figured it out.
All right, you guys. Coming up right now for another true two-minute story is the one and only. It's Fran from the audience. Fran, come on.
Fran.
Time. Let's give her a chance.
Fran.
Here she comes. Fran. She's coming right through the middle. Way to go.
Right in the middle of her third Moscow mule.
All right, you guys, tell her
I'm
what
sorry,
to
I mean
do.
Her freedom mule.
Spin
that
wheel.
Oh, shit.
This bit brought to you by Almond Joy and Mounds, reminding you you don't really like coconut that much. Almond Joy and Mounds.
Breakup. Fran, have you ever had a breakup in your life?
Right after that tour through Hawaii.
Take your time.
Okay. I just want to remind you again that I'm not funny. Okay. Breakup. Oh, geez. Breakup to makeup. Gosh, it's been a long time because I've been married 30-some odd years since I've had a breakup. But I did have one crazy boyfriend, and anyway, it wasn't I'll tell you about the crazy boyfriend that we broke up, but I'll just tell you how crazy he was. He stowed on a plane to London when his four friends were going to Europe when they were in their 20s. And this is a true story. So he snuck on the plane. It was before 9/11, so you didn't have to have all that security stuff going on. He sneaks on the plane, hides in the bathroom, and once they get in the air, comes out. They get to Heathrow Airport. When he gets off the plane, he can't get through customs because they nab him. And so the FBI gets involved. They take him to a pub until the plane takes off. He said that all the people in the pub were raising him over their shoulders and cheering him on. And then on the way home, he sat next to Jimmy Stewart. And he told Jimmy Stewart the whole story. And Jimmy Stewart goes, boy, they should make a movie out of that. And that's all I got, guys.
All right. Now, stay with us, Fran. Stay on the microphone over here. There, that's the mic. There you go. Minute 25 seconds. I could have heard more. I really enjoyed that. Blank patch.
How did he kill Jimmy Stewart? That's what I want to know. Sounded like that was already greenlit before the wheels hit the tarmac, and then something happened in the bathroom. Now, tell us also more about this 20-year-old sex tourism ring that you're involved with, and all your friends seem to be doing sex tourism in their 20s, going over to various, Hawaii, where they'll meet some senior citizens. Maybe we'll go over to Europe, and we'll meet some senior citizens. We'll go to a nude beach in Croatia and meet some senior citizens here in our 20s. Of crazy sex. When was this, like the 70s, 80s?
Late 70s.
Mid-70s. Cool. Forgive me for guessing, by the way.
But
yeah, it sounds like that would have been a fucking blast. That was like pre-AIDS. Nobody knew Coke was bad. DeLorean was still out of prison.
Yeah,
you guys must have
fentanyl.
Been at the fucking height of your game back then. Just fucking in airplanes and in like smoking lounges. And they took your friend to a pub when he was under arrest. What the fuck? What a life. Let's take a look at that clip. Anyway, all the points.
All the points. Give her a round of applause. Come on. Danny Zucker. Danny.
I'm speechless. I'm so envious that I just missed that era of, like, getting to sneak on a plane. What? How do you... What? That's so cool. How did you let this guy go? What is your... Is your husband... Is he cool like that, I guess is what I'm asking?
He has other attributes.
Well, I give you like 10,000 points for you and 50,000 points to your clearly well-hung husband.
Don't take it downtown. Bruce Baum.
They actually made a film of this excursion she was on called Sneaks on a Plane.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And I actually had the same story told to me by Jimmy Stewart, but it took him 30 minutes.
Sounds like it was free.
I had a couple poems.
Let her hear it, Fran. That was a great story. Thank you so much. Be careful.
Great job, Fran.
That was a great story. Way to go. All right, you guys, coming up right now, this is actually the final. Okay, you stay back.
You can't wait. This is great.
This is the very last contestant of the 2-minute round. And, of course, it is Tyler Strauss. Tyler! Tell him what to do, you guys.
Spin that wheel.
It's been brought to you by Breadwetters for the wettest bread. Get ready to wet the bread with Breadwetters.
Interviews. Did you land on this already?
No.
All right. Oh. Interviews.
I wanted to break up. Okay. So, okay. Well, I work at a suicide prevention center. You don't need to clap. Thank you. And
funny start.
Well, I used to work at a bank, but I wanted to think about suicide less. And but anyway, so the interview process was kind of odd. They do a couple rounds and like you prove that you're a person, and then like the final couple rounds are role play. And my role play partner was this like 80-year-old Irish guy named Peter. And Peter said to me, okay, I'm gonna pretend to be this caller and you just react naturally, just do whatever you would do normally. And so, okay, whatever. Hi, this is the Suicide Prevention Center, Tyler speaking. What is your name? And there's here, Brittany. I just thought, okay, Tyler, don't laugh. That's the wrong instinct to be using on this line. So I tried to, hold off, and I thought to myself, okay, just don't laugh. Be like your mom at one of your comedy shows. Just don't laugh. And I actually thought that word for word in my head, which made me laugh. And so I laughed, and he goes, why are you laughing? And I said, you reminded me of my mom. And he said, is your mom's name Brittany? And I said, no, it's Amanda. And then he hung up. But then thankfully, I got a second interview. I told them what happened, and they were like, okay, maybe he's not an idiot. And so they called me back again, and it was Peter again. And we did the role play, and this time Peter played a 13-year-old boy. And he told me that he was having trouble because he couldn't figure out why masturbating was a sin. And my first reaction was, neither can I. And Peter said, you're not very good at this, are you? And I said, no, but I got the job, so thank you.
Wow, great story. Tyler Strauss, exactly 2 minutes. What a great story.
Don't Danny. Run away, how no, dare no. you.
Danny Zucker.
Peter is great. I love that Peter stretches himself as an actor. You know, he's gone with Britney and a 13-year-old girl. And like that his example for suicide is a 13-year-old who feels bad about masturbating. I have questions than comments. In your entire time at the suicide prevention line, did you ever find that you were talking down either a guilty masturbator or a husky-sounding Britney?
I'm the first one, but no, nothing the second.
Wow. Wow, it was a fascinating story. I'm 9,000 points.
9,000 points. Bruce Baum.
Well, when I was 13, the only reason to stay alive was masturbation. So,
is that it?
That's not good enough?
Well, all I want to say is I don't think you should stand up right now, because it seems...
That the whole table will go over?
I don't know. Maybe.
We've been spanking it all night, guys.
Blankabatch.
I thought that was a cat.
Blaine.
The suicide bank joke at the top fucking nailed it for me. I loved it.
Solid.
I think maybe I heard it. You remember that?
Yeah.
What was it? I think I missed it.
I work at a suicide prevention center. I used to work at a bank, but I wanted to think about suicide less.
Yeah.
Quality solid joke.
Quality
Thank
joke.
Thank you.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
So, but again, there's more weird old people role-playing as 13-year-olds. What is with the weird old elderly sex tourism theme tonight? What is going on?
That is what the 60s wrought.
Oh, man. In their 60s wrought. Harold and Maude and Belle and Sebastian, the whole, everybody, young and old. Oh,
and Tyler.
Well. And Tyler, too.
George H.W. Bush and Barbara. I mean,
oh, man.
The whole thing.
Can you imagine them?
That was a timely reference.
Locked in there.
Do you mean the twins?
Yeah. Let's take a look at that clip.
All right, you guys, give him a round of applause. Tyler Strauss. Tyler.
Hey, all of the contestants tonight are grade A. So
yes,
how about a round of applause
fantastic.
For the show we've seen so
round
far?
Round of applause for everybody. And, of course, a round of applause for these guys
Please.
Who are here tonight. Thank you so much.
Could be a little louder on the judges' part, but whatever.
All right, now here's where it gets exciting. We're going to put a minute on the clock. You guys have 1 minute to decide which two names go into the story smash can of truth, and then we'll start the third round. Meantime, go. Meantime, one more round of applause for Doug in the back. Doug in the back! And Brian at the bar. Brian, thank you so much for your help. You give a nice pour of the 805. Thank you. And Lindsay in the front at the box office. You guys, Lindsay, right now, she'll sell you a ticket to the next Story Smash, which is Saturday, April 23rd. Come on back Saturday, April 23rd. And in the meantime, that's your mom's birthday. Very nice. Thank you, sir. Also, you guys, don't forget to follow Story Smash on Instagram, at Story Smash, because that's really where all the fun, exciting photos are. And also follow StorySmashShow.com. And guess what? I have 7 seconds to tell you that this show will be on the Story Word podcast coming up in just about 2 weeks. So make sure you follow Story Worthy wherever you listen to your podcast, and then you'll get to hear this fabulous show as well.
You don't want to miss it.
Danny.
I mean.
Tell me more.
So here's what happened. I don't agree with who we picked. Bruce got in his suggestions. He was insistent.
Yeah.
This was a hard one, I gotta say. This was, like, not easy. I mean,
I felt like everybody did such a
good
job.
Everybody did a great job. Often, there's some clear people.
Clunkers.
They suck. I mean, let's be honest.
It happens.
It's like you try.
Yeah.
It's not for them.
It's not for them.
Today, everybody was grade A.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
okay,
hard.
Okay, big round of applause, everybody that played. All right, you guys, we got two names in the bucket. The first person coming up to tell a true three-minute story is the one and only Tyler Strauss. Come on up, Tyler!
Back to back.
Come on up, Tyler! Here he comes, you guys. Three-minute story. Tell him what to do.
Spin that wheel.
This spin brought to you by Refrigerator from Milton Bradley. A game of escape.
Fuck yeah.
Hooking up.
All right. I can talk about the time. By, oh, the time I got spit. When I was in college.
Hooking up.
Hooking up.
I was going to say hooking up. Start the clock.
Can I get 8 seconds back?
It's all right. It's all right.
We're all back in time. Now's our time to go, like, meet our parents and make sure they get married so that we get born.
Can I get 10 seconds back?
Yes. Yeah, stop the clock. Stop the clock.
Now we're back in time again. We can kill Hitler and get our parents to hook up. This is fucking awesome. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
Okay, so when I was in college, I went to school in the University of Miami.
Woo!
Yeah. So they're in the Elite Eight tomorrow. So I went to this club called Club 50, which is on the 50th floor of this building. And I was trying to get some drinks, right? And the bartender accidentally poured a drink on my shirt. And so I thought to myself in my drunk state, and he gave me a free shot for that. So I thought oh, okay, that makes sense. If drinks get poured on me, I just get drinks. So I started walking across the bar and just tipping drinks on myself. And the bartender just kind of watched me do them. And then after all of them, he just handed out a receipt and I had to pay him. So I just gave him the credit card, whatever. And then I was very drunk at this point. And then I apparently looked down at my phone, said out loud, "I don't need this," and chucked it off the top. And then I woke up in bed and I rolled over and I was in between a married couple. Yeah. So I was facing the guy, which was kind of awkward. I have nothing against it, but I was kind of uncomfortable. So I rolled over, and it got a little weirder facing the other guy. This is all true. And, I always thought maybe I could try out being gay, and after that experience, I realized that I got to try it again because I don't remember if I liked it or not. But, it was, I by the way my body felt, I guess I tried out both positions. So the manlier guy, drove me back to I was a freshman at the time, so he drove me back to my freshman dorms. And as we rolled up to the dorms, he said, "How old are you?" And I said, 18. And he goes, "Oh, dodged a bullet there." And he actually pounded me on the shoulder, I guess after he pounded me the night before. But anyway, it was really weird. And I just kind of waddled in shame back to my dorm. And once I got back into my apartment or back into my dorm room, I got a text from my dad. And it just said, "Why did you use my credit card for $380 last night at a bar?" So I got fucked by both a guy and my dad. And that's my hookup story. I have another. I'll try to throw in one more. I have a friend who was taking a girl home. I texted. We had a cardboard cutout of FDR. So I texted my other roommate saying, "Matt, can you tape FDR to to our roommate's ceiling?" And when I was in my bed, I heard the girl shriek. And I heard her say, "Who is that? Or what is that?" We said, fuck it. I didn't have time. We said tape him to the ceiling of his room. So.
Okay. There's a lot of trouble now. A lot of trouble, but that's okay. Tyler Strauss, it was a great story. That first story was unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
David Crosby. Bruce Baum.
Holy shit.
Well, that was a great menage a surprise story. And I guess that was about the night you went from being a Miami Hurricane to a Miami Himicane.
National treasure.
Amazing. Bruce Baum, that's hilarious.
Driest hurricane on record.
Blank patch.
again, more older sex hookups. What is the what is with the wheels? Again, that thing just fell on the floor and fucked a bunch of old people. Woke up in bed. Where do you? How are you always waking up in bed with people? It's amazing to me. It's that these people live these soap opera lives.
Blaine, look at him.
He's got the H&M shirt and everything from the earlier bit. I love how you said guy or guy, too. I thought that was pretty funny. The guy or guy. But, again, I thought the bad judgment started with the words University of Miami. anyway, all the points plus one.
Danny, that was great. Zucker! Great story. Danny!
Why do I relate to, like, seriously, like, I'm straight, but, like, once a week I wake up with a dick in my mouth. It's... And I don't know how this shit happens. Also, I can't come unless I'm thinking of a dude. But the thing is, no, I'm kidding. That's an amazing story. My my least intelligent daughter went to the U. Really fucked up the SATs. She's great. She's a nurse. She's a hero. Glad you guys weren't there at the same time. Well, she doesn't have a penis, though, so I'm okay. What an amazing story to come out and tell that. That's like a fucking a great story. That's like, I was completely surprised. And I want to know, not now, please, but about the FDR story at some other point. It seems like you're building to something good.
All right, Tyler Strauss, let him hear you. Tyler Strauss, great story. All right, you guys, there's one more name I hold in my right hand, and this is the final storyteller of the night, telling us a true three-minute story, and that is Sumi Fong.
Sumi!
All right, Sumi, let's tell her what to do, guys.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, woo!
Been brought to you by Three Guys Burgers. Fuck those other two guys. Three Guys Burgers.
Uh-oh, she landed on free. She's got to do it again. All right, you guys, tell her what to do.
Spin that wheel.
Again.
Spin again.
You gotta spin it again.
You can't have two frees. Gives you an unfair advantage.
The two frees? Okay.
This spin brought to you by Nine Guys Burgers. Now there's too many guys. Nine Guys Burgers.
Oh, boy. Drunk Tank. Sue me, Drunk Tank.
It's okay. This is a safe place.
I didn't drink in college. I just... You know, I got drunk in the orientation. I went to University of Chicago. It was listed 300 on a list of 300 party schools. I got so messed up in orientation that I swore to God that I would never get drunk again. I just decided I didn't go to parties. I started drinking when I started doing improv at Second City. In Chicago, you drink till 5 a.m. The bars are open till 5 a.m. But I was also poor. At the time, it was crazy to me. At the time, beers cost $4. To me, I couldn't understand these people like with wealth taking improv classes that they could just spend $4. On a beer. It was crazy to me, but I became a drunk. It was fun. I mean, I had a beer tonight too. I'm drunk right now. No. The story I told you before was me black. Like I had sex with someone that I ended up really loving. It was great. I didn't remember it. That is, my life sometimes feels like a drunk tank doing, comedy. It's terrible. But I would say, right before I moved to L.A., I was working on a mayoral campaign in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is, it's part of why I moved to LA. Everybody walks like this. There's they put fries in their sandwiches and their salads. I wanted to be around sexy people. I wasn't. It was Pittsburgh, and we ended up winning, and it was just like this. And I drank so much. I was just, I was poor then, and you know, I ended up passing out on the street. I don't remember, but I passed out on the street, and my friends who were on the campaign, like the police found me, and they came up. They you know, as I'm passed out, and I came to, and I just said, I work for the mayor. I work for the mayor. And that worked. I got off. Like, it's a really corrupt town. The mayor was terrible. It was Democratic machine. I'm Democrat, but, you know, sometimes it's not good. So, anyway, thank you.
All right. Wow. Sue me, folks.
Wow.
That was a really funny story, and I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I can vouch for it. Blank a patch.
Oh, I loved it. It had everything. It had Pittsburgh. It had drinking. I'd get drunk in Pittsburgh, too, because that's the best of both worlds. Drunk in Pittsburgh. Have you ever been there? The last time I went to Pittsburgh, I had a bad night.
What happened?
I fucking ate it with a knife and fork on stage at the Improv. Fuck Whoa. Yeah, I did.
You're too smart for that town, buddy.
Nah, they just hate
it. Well, not only that, there's no Improv in Pittsburgh.
I know, it was the Funny Bone. Was it the Funny Bone? I tried to black out most of it.
That's where I started, the Funny
Patton
Bone.
Patton called me from the office. Patton Oswalt.
Let me think of that name.
He called me from the office, and he goes, I'm locked in the office because I was making a George Bush. This is like 2004. I made a George Bush joke, and they started yelling that they were going to kill me. And they're throwing shrimp and ice at me. And they had locked him in the office while they're trying to talk the cops down from arresting him. People out front were gonna like tar and feather him. It was insane.
That checks out.
Yeah. Anyway, I love your story. It was great. I like how everybody on the show is opening up about stuff. I feel like we're all friends. All the points and 10 more than what these guys give you.
Danny Zucker.
I mean, you scream, I'm the work for the mayor, and you walk just like, how great is it to be white?
Yeah.
Isn't it the
it
greatest nice. White yeah. people?
It really is nice.
A white woman is actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have yeah. all of it drunk. Together. I once, this is a true story, I enjoyed a small amount of cocaine in the 90s. All of it. I did all of the cocaine. And I passed out on the 3rd Street Promenade. And
outside Puzzle Zoo.
And I was wearing a hat that had fallen off. And when I woke up, there was money in my hat, like people, and so then I got up and I was a working TV writer, which I had I left my car, which was an okay. I didn't want anybody to see what I was driving because I pretended or they thought I was homeless. So I guess I just bragged about myself, too, in that story.
What were you driving?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
A Rolls Royce. No,
God damn it.
No, it was just like a nicer car.
Yeah,
I had
a
car.
Yeah.
That's the point of the story. That's a great story. You're really funny. Four less than what he gave.
All right, Bruce Baum.
That was a great story, but I figured if you were drunk on the sidewalk, maybe you'd draw a few dicks.
missed opportunity. Hey,
really? Next time.
I can't drink anymore. I got drunk at the beach once, and right around dusk, I went out and tried to save the sun from drowning. And I got halfway there before I realized there's no fucking way. She's going down. 2,000 points.
2,000 points. Simi Falls, let her hear it. Oh, wow. All right. This has been an amazing night of stories. We're so excited.
This is going to be hard.
We're going to put another minute on the clock, and these guys are going to make their decision about who is the official winner of Story Smash tonight, who's taking home the cookies, who's taking home the hot sauce. And I know that you guys have been an amazing audience. Give it up for yourselves. more. You deserve more. Clapping is free. Doug in the back. Come on, Doug. Yeah. Brian at the bar. Jim Coughlin right here. Jim Coughlin. He helps me every gosh darn month. And Lindsay at the front. Lindsay, she'll sell you a ticket to the next Story Smash, April 23rd. In the meantime, make sure you follow Story Worthy wherever you listen to your podcast so that you can hear this show on that podcast. Yay! I'm Christine Blackburn.
Ooh.
Yay! Look at that. They've already made the decision. We don't even need any more time. You boys are having a good time. How's it hanging over here? I thought so. Sounds like it. How's everybody at the bar? All right, good, good. And everybody here, you seem to be having a good time. Okay, thank you. Follow Story Worthy. All right,
they're
you guys.
They're all 11. They're all here with fake IDs. They stole a car, like in Ferris Bueller.
And then we're all going to drink after this. Maybe someone will wake up with three judges.
That's right. You don't know.
It's a magic night here at the lab.
I am so down.
Be careful, Sumi. We will be next door on the bar as soon as this show wraps up. But right now, Danny, how hard was the decision?
I mean, this is the hardest. I watched my father die, and this was harder.
I watched your father die, too. It was rough.
I mean, it was funny. It was a little slapsy. He fell out of the bed. It was like, whatever. But
had to be
but
there.
But this was really, this was rough. I mean,
yeah,
this
it was. There were so many good stories.
You saw us wrestling back here.
I know. I mean, saw you. One time, one more time on Bruce Baum for being here.
Holy
Thank
shit.
You, Bruce Baum, honestly. And remember, NogginBlast.com. NogginBlast, that's the hot sauce. Somebody's going to win it in a second. Blaine, how do you feel about the winner tonight?
I feel like the winner is going to enjoy the cookies. I feel like they're going to enjoy the hot sauce. I got to say, personally, all kidding aside, I am thrilled to be on any show with Bruce Baum, one of my comedy heroes.
Likewise.
Yeah, no kidding. I am too.
We feel the
Thank
same.
You so much.
But I feel the same way about Blaine and Danny.
You know, Bruce Baum was on the Story Worthy podcast just a few weeks ago, and you should go and listen to Story Worthy wherever you hear your podcast. Thank you.
When I was a kid, I would, not even a kid, I was like a teenager, but I would watch. He was on Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly, like, do you remember those laughs you had when you were a teenager that seemed like they would never end? It was like the beginning of comedy. This fucking guy who I just met tonight was responsible for those laughs.
One more time, Bruce Baum. And one more time on behalf of all the contestants tonight, Sumi Foles, Tyler Strauss, Fran, our wonderful audience member. Thank you, Fran. And Aaron Marsh. All right, you guys. The winner of Story Smash tonight, Bruce Baum, tell us who the winner is.
I'm right there, right?
Yeah, you are.
It's Sumi.
Sumi Foles! Sumi Foles! Come on up, Sumi! The winner of Story Smash! Here she comes! Yay! All right, you guys, thank you again so much for coming out. One more time for Danny Zucker, Bruce Baum, and Blanca Patch. My name is Christine Blackburn. Good night.